My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
To a person, like 5% of people have voted the Browns game on Sunday.
I just checked it.
And that means 95% people are more confident. Now, maybe this is like a forfeit. Maybe this is like the Browns didn't show up to the fight, so the Guardians get it. But I just, game five, I have no confidence in game fives. Like, I love where they're at, and I think the offense is awakening. If they are, it has implications beyond game five here. And I think it makes it, you know, the fact that Jake Rogers, the catcher who's caught every Tark Skubal game, mm-hmm. I want to say this season, if not since August, Jake Rogers has a wrist injury. There's some concern he might not be able to go. So if you don't have who I think is by far the best framing catcher in baseball for that ace, and your offense is waking up, I think it gives you a little bit more momentum here. At the same point, it's game five. There's no certainties in game five. This game excites me. A little too much, if we're being honest there, G. Bush. You see the glint in my eyes.
Yeah.
And it also terrifies the hell out of me. I don't know how you can say game five.
Well, look, see, so I think there's two things at work here. I think most people, like, you're getting a big walk up crowd. Like, there's a lot of people who don't know that, you know, the Tigers have a catcher that's one of the best framing catchers in the game. You know, Skubal, we've heard his name a lot, but I mean, how many people really know how good he is, right? They just know he's a pretty good pitcher. So, and it's also clouding their judgment a little bit because it's the Tigers. Like, they don't know the Tigers to be the Yankees or the Red Sox or anything like that. So it's kind of like, well, I mean, how momentous is it if the Guardians win? It's like, we're at home, but they just saw him win, and a lot of people don't know into the fine minutia of it. But they know how bad the Browns are. Oh, yeah. They've seen that the whole week. We've talked about it a bunch. So I think it's not the fact that people are as excited as they, you know, thinking that the Guardians are better than Tigers. I just think that right now they think that the Browns are that bad.
I also think there's one thing that I haven't said and I haven't heard you say, I haven't seen on social media, at Nick Wilson says, at G Bush 91, order of operations. I think if we flip-flop games three and four, you won game three, but you lost last night. And by the way, losing in the exact same way, where you have all the magic happen in game three, and then you had a bunch of hard-hit balls that didn't fall in. One, that loss might be a little bit more defensible, I think, for Guardians fans. Mm-hmm. I think this is a lot more even. I think people are riding high. And listen, I'm not going to tell you not to. That was so much fun. So I think order of operations factors into this, too.
I don't know if this is, like, I think orders of operation is like algebra, if I'm not, correct. But I don't know why I just morphed to FIFO and LIFO in accounting as I failed both of those courses. First in, first out. I don't know why that hit me. I can see right now because I'm not good at it. But no, like, the orders of operation are, you are going to be exponentially more excited about a Guardians team that you just saw win, right? So you're high off that win, and you're actually saw your quarterback play the lowest of low last week. So it's like you have no expectations that the Browns are going to come out and do it. But the crazy part about it is, if you ask me in terms of the rosters and the people that they have. I mean, the Browns have Myles Garrett. The Browns still have really good players. The Browns have shown glimpses of them being successful and playing good football. It's just the fact that they haven't seen it in such a long time that it's just like, now let me go with the Guardians. It's an easy one.
I will say that has been the narrative about the Browns that, were we just wrong about them? It triggers me a little bit because it's like, no. Like, if you want to say last year was, inflated. 11 wins because you had a lot of good luck in terms of who you faced. Okay. You haven't faced anybody good this year outside of Dallas. And it still, I think, is to be determined how good Dallas really, truly is, or whether they're just feasting on a crappy schedule here early. So, like, you haven't really faced anyone. So, like, it for this thing to go so cattywampus, so skewed to one degree that they're so bad, it's not just, well, you got lucky last year. Like, everything is going wrong. That is systemic. That is ingrained in the fiber and DNA going all the way back to Greenbrier.
We are starting to talk about, man, you don't want to even go here. You're starting to talk about culture again. And we thought we was past that. Like, it's almost like, you know, the if you have kids, right, and you teach them to ride the bike and the training wheels are on, and then, you know, they bump their knees, they scrape when you take the training wheels off, and they're riding a bike, you know, relatively well. And then you go back to them and say, hey, I know you're riding a two-wheeler, great, but how's about just throw the training wheels on to just entertain me? The look at your child is like, I am a big boy or girl now, Dad. You will not embarrass me with these training wheels. And that's what the culture word is. Like, we should not be here talking about whether or not you're playing hard when you had Super Bowl aspirations and the biggest payroll in the game.
So I'm going to take this on me because I said, like, last year was a sign, the way you won, right? The never say die mentality, right? The Goonies mentality. I thought to myself, sure enough, the culture's changed. And again, like, you put that in the broad context of four years, the low water mark is 7 or 8 wins. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's as bad as it gets, and half the time you're in the playoffs, in the NFL, that it doesn't put you in the top 7 teams. Does it put you maybe in the top 12, top 13? And it certainly allows you to level up and then work on leveling up again.
Yeah.
I think we missed the most important thing about culture within the NFL. Culture is not you have one good winning season or 2 out of 4 good winning seasons. No. Culture is you do it back-to-back years, and then you do it back-to-back-to-back years. And culture is when the you-know-what hits the fan, that doesn't distract you from being a competitive football team. This, I think the first 5 games absolutely does disqualify you from talking about culture, which means, again, I'm going to say it, I was wrong.
We look at it, and I think you can't, and here's the thing. Sometimes, because the word Baker has been so triggering to people, that now is, if you mention the word Baker, people tune out. I don't want to talk about Baker. We're talking about now. And you're like, listen, no, what I'm going to use is Baker Mayfield as a data point and to figure out something, because we got to figure this out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because there's a pattern here that you mentioned every other year. We thought we had to figure it out in 2020, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
You get the win, and you got your quarterback, and you got your high priced receivers, and everything on the outside. And then 2021 comes around, and the season ends kind of like some of the stuff you're talking about now. Should we sit Baker? Should we? Is he hurt? Who? Do we're going to play Keenum? Listen, are we going to give him another contract? All of these things were things that were storylines throughout the whole entire season, and that season was, to be frank, it was a disappointment. Now, you're kind of doing that again. You're back at a point where you got questions about the quarterback, what we're running, and to learn what we are doing forward, we got to take a look back to see what that was.
Well, and I think, and this is, I'm going to play armchair psychologist, and I'm going to look at how I think about things to kind of inform this. I think the reason why nobody will acknowledge Kevin Stefanski has been booty cheeks this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that, okay, that's not his fault. It's Deshaun's fault. Oh, yeah. Andrew Berry's rosters, you know, there's some problems with how he drafts. But no, it's Deshaun's fault. Oh, yeah, Jimmy Haslam, man, there have been some leadership stuff. Sounds like he's still kind of way too involved in stuff. No. It's Deshaun, right? The reason why with Deshaun, because it's easier. It's easier. If it's not just Deshaun, then we have to open up to why is the culture not where it needs to be 5 years in, and that opens up the cycle of do you draft a quarterback with a first-round pick? Do you fire Kevin Stefanski? Do you need a better GM? And I don't think anybody wants to have that because we've lived that life.
It's like going to counseling in the midst of a divorce. And the easy thing is to say, you know what? It was the finances. It was we had money problems. We argued, or the kids. You know, the time requirement with the kids, or we had a life altering situation. And instead of saying, and then you get to counseling and you go through all these things, and the counselor looks at both of you and says, maybe you guys made a poor decision being married in the first place. Seems like you guys kind of skipped a few steps, and I think nobody wants to rip open a Band-Aid and go down a road of, is this the right decision for me to do?
Well, and here's the other thing. You ever been to counseling? Yeah, they tell you to own your side of the street. You can't own your side of the street if it's all about Deshaun. 216-474-0092. I'm not going to do that. I'm not talking about Ben. If you had to guess, or rather, which game do you feel more confident about? As I stumble through this, game 5 of the ALDS for the Gardos or the Browns, Eagles game. Adam Kaplan, Pro Football Network, Sirius XM NFL Radio Philly guy, next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.